Yeah, I don't think it, anybody, Chris, was under too many illusions about the task on, confronting Derry yesterday at Judges Road. I mean, Old Crescent had won 4 out of 4, and we're looking pretty good. And to be honest, you had a feel that this was going to be a very, very difficult task for Derry. I mean, it was 24-6 at half-time, and then they'd scored 3 tries, Crescent, but they ran on a further 5 tries. And at one stage, I think they were leading 47 points to 7. Derry did come back with a couple of consolation tries, and then Crescent finished it off. But 54-21, you know, I think that's the fourth occasion in this AIL that Derry have shipped over 50 points, and it's very, very worrying, I'm sure, for the coach, Trevor Will. I mean, if you're going to ship that amount of points, you've got to have to be trying to score points, and it's just not happening. Next week, they go down to Navan, and I don't think that's going to be much easier, because looking at their results, they haven't been setting the place alight, but they've had some very good results, and down there, they'll be very difficult. I remember the last time I was in Navan was the first game that Derry had in the playoffs back about 6 or 7 years ago when they'd won the qualifying one, and Navan won that particular game, and so it's not going to be easy, and you know, next week, because Navan at home they'll be looking to pick up points as well. And from Derry's point of view, you know, it's a game if they have to try and get something out of, because with Harlequins getting 2 points yesterday from a draw, it now means there's only 2 points separating. Harlequins have 3 points, Derry have 5, and then there's a gap to, I think it's 9 to the third from bottom. So, you know, if they don't get anything next week and Harlequins manage to get a losing bonus point, then like, the gap narrows. And as you say, it could be a long, hard season.
And Navan, I think, beat Wanderers yesterday. Also in Division 2B, well, Rainey, they've made the step up and seem to be acquitting themselves pretty well. Another good victory for them away to Dungannon.
Yeah, they, as I say, came up last year. They had been relegated, but they came back up. They recruited 3 or 4 players, apparently, and I'm led to believe that they are a very, very useful side. And certainly, Rainey's a team that either home or away, it's going to be very difficult to get points off. Dungannon, that's hard to understand. Again, they started off the season pretty well, but you know, I think it's only 10 points. They might be fourth from bottom. So, you know, there's a 2 very vital games coming up, but it'll be another 4 weeks or so. Derry play them back-to-back on the 2nd. I think it's on the 9th of December. So those 2 games could have a major bearing. But I think first things first for Derry's concern. But really, excellent result for them, 27 points to 10, especially down at Stevenson Park, because it's not an easy place to win.
Elsewhere, defeat for Oma in 2C against Tullamore. They were well behind in the first half, a bit of a second half comeback, but not enough to get the points.
Not enough, Chris, and Chris Kenny was on yesterday, as you know, and I happen to be very confident that I would have thought Oma would have won that game, considering Tullamore were at the bottom of the table. But when I kept getting these messages from Glenn Patterson to say that it was 10-0 and it was 17-0, the forecast apparently went up the left at that stage. But to be fair to them, they did come back well and narrowed it to 3 points, but then a final penalty by Tullamore took it to 23-19. But you know, they got a losing bonus point. So from their point of view, Chris, I mean, I know it's a game possibly they should have won, but they are picking up points, and you know, they have now 13 points from their first 5 games, and they're sort of mid-table position. And really, for a team that's just been promoted, they will be very happy with that, because I'm sure they'll have learned from their mistakes, that maybe they've done yesterday's game with a bit too much confidence, or maybe there was a few injuries, who knows, but you know, they get something out of it. But I mean, they'll realise now that it doesn't matter who you play in this league, whether it's top or bottom, their teams can surprise you.
And elsewhere yesterday, the Gordon West Cup, you were keeping an eye on Strabane, and they're going well.
Going very well, Chris. 41-0 yesterday against Civil Service. Scored virtually from the kickoff, but it was another 30 minutes before they managed to get their second score. But once they got into gear in the second half, they ran away with it, 41 points to nil. Andy Baird, their winger, got 2 tries, and James Perry, their centre, also 2 tries. But they're a very, very good side. As I said before, Paul O'Kane has really got them going. They've managed to get some new players recruited, and you know, their enthusiasm at Strabane at the moment is tremendous. They had a third 15 play last week against City of Derry, so, and they're getting great numbers of training, so there's a great buzz about the place and a lot of new faces that I haven't seen. But you can see that they're enjoying their rugby. But Paul's a very, very good coach, and certainly yesterday was a good result. You know, it's a competition that they'll be targeting. I mean, they're Donaghadee and Lurgan are good sides as well, but depending on how the draw goes. But the way they played yesterday was very efficient, and their scrummaging was absolutely superb, and their line-out play was the set pieces are really, really good, and they have a set of backs now who know how to spread the ball and create space for each other, and it was a very, very watchable game, I must say.
And of the other North West sides over the weekend, Alec, you can update us on how some of them did.
Rugby Championship 2, Limavady finally threw off the shackles of what I thought was a very poor start for them. They had a home victory against Lisburn by 36 points to 24, so hopefully that might kickstart their season. And the Rugby Regional West, Enniskillen just too strong for Cookstown, 46-0. And it showed Donegal Town. I have a feeling that Donegal Town didn't feel the side for that one. And in the other one, Strabane travelled up to Letterkenny and they won by 10 points to nil.
Okay, oh, sorry, now just going...
Gordon West. Letterkenny yesterday travelled to Monaghan, who are a pretty good side, but I didn't expect them to lose so much. It was 38-0 the home side, and certainly Letterkenny's season very up and down. One week they have a good result, and then the next week it seems to fall away. So they'll be looking for more consistency for the rest of the season.
Okay, just moving on to the Pro 14 and a big evening for Rory Best for Ulster in terms of appearances, but it didn't go his way on the park.
It didn't, Chris. I went over that game after the Strabane match, and there were a lot of expectation because it was, you know, both sides were suffering injury with Henshaw and Johnny Sexton pulling out of Leinster, and the fact that Ulster really had a fourth scrum half. Young Cairns did pretty well, but nevertheless, you know, they miss John Cooney and a few other players. But it started off, it was pretty reasonable. But to be quite honest with you, I think if it summed up the 80 minutes, I think there's not an Ulster supporter I talked to or have seen was discussed it last night with the performance. It really was pretty second rate, Chris. And I tell you, Les Kiss, I read today again, the paper has come out with the same old waffle, we made mistakes. Well, you know, if he's coached this side, that's something you have to address. And the second half, the first 25 minutes in the second half, Ulster lost five or six consecutive lineouts and in unreasonable attacking positions, which you can't do. The number of knock-ons with the ball in possession. But overall, Chris, really, really a very, very poor performance and a lot of very disenchanted Ulster supporters because, you know, we were made to believe this year with the new coaching setup that things were going to happen. Having said that, Leinster, and I'm sure they would be the first to say, they didn't scale any great heights. But what they do, as I keep saying, they always do enough to win. They didn't play that well, but they played well enough to score points when it mattered. You know, two tries that were very conclusive and very clinical, and that was a big difference between the sides. But Joe Smith watching on, if he was watching that game yesterday, Chris, I know there was a lot of players off, but a lot of players that he's picked for his squads, the likes of the two Kearney brothers, a few people on the Ulster side as well, they haven't actually done themselves any good. But having said that, they've got themselves into the panel for the three home international or the three autumn internationals.
Okay, and finally, Alec, just I was listening yesterday on BBC Radio 5. They mentioned that the Welsh pack and the English pack are going to do some training together ahead of the forthcoming internationals. Certainly, that's a new departure.
It is indeed. Maybe the camaraderie of the Lions Tour has brought that about. But I suppose from from both points of view, if it's geographically possible to do it, I mean, it'll be beneficial for both teams. But it is interesting, and you'd have thought in this day of the professional, Chris, you don't want to give away too much. But I suppose it'll be interesting to see what happens on that one. But could I just finish? And in a sense, I'm sure you'd realise why I say this. I have to say that I'm disappointed. As you know, I wasn't always Simon Zeebo's biggest fan initially in his younger days. But over the last two or three years, I think he's become a tremendous player. And I feel that the fact that Joe Smith hasn't picked him for the Autumn Internationals, just because there's talk that he may go to France next year, very premature, Chris, and I don't think Irish rugby has got that many players that they can afford to ditch somebody of his talent.
Yeah.